This just in, says here, WGN Radio renews contract with host Lou Manfredini. Congratulations, Lou Manfredini.
You know, thank you very much. It's very kind of you. Years ago, I got those incriminating pictures of Chuck Sennett, even though he's no longer with the company, but I think it's still working.
Chuck was our longtime attorney, if I'm not mistaken. That Chuck Sennett?
He was, and I think he never quite knew what to do with me, because whenever we would like negotiate something, I would always call him Loophole Sennett, and so then I think he had a lot of fun with that. So
I would describe him as the beleaguered Chuck Sennett, because a lot of the things we would do with him began with, which is that's the voice of an attorney that works for this radio company. I'll just read from a statement here from Mary Sandberg Boyle, your boss and mine, the general manager here.
Yep.
It says, you've been a mainstay for nearly 30 years. We hear you Saturday from 6 to 10. Mary said, in the nearly 30 years since first appearing on WGN Radio, Lou's presence across the media world has evolved considerably. Yet what truly sets him apart is his natural gift of connecting to and interacting with our listeners. He's also a weekly contributor over at Channel 9, WGN-TV's Morning News. She described you as the very fabric of what we do here at WGN.
Wow. That's very nice. I would certainly include you in that, and we've got so many other people there, but I that's very kind of Mary to say that. I'm elated, and you know, John, you and I have been with WGN a long time, and you more than me, were kind of up and down with different people that ran the place, but we've got a nice crew that's running this place now, and I think back to when I started with the late, great Roy Leonard, and when I was just a feature on his show, and he said to me that, he goes, look, if you endear yourself with this audience and you treat them with respect and kindness, you'll be here forever. And I never forgot that. And I know you and I have been in these meetings, and, you know, WGN truly is about our listeners. They take ownership in who we are, and, you know, there was a time when we weren't being true to who we were under certain ownership, and we weathered that storm. And I know that, you know, we may have lost a few listeners back then, but I think that the people see what we're about and who we are. And, you know, I'm just a little home improvement show on a Saturday, but I care very deeply about our legacy and who we are at WGN. And I'm proud to continue there, and I'm just grateful to Mary and all of the management over there and the sales staff and everybody that does it to allow me to continue to do it.
You know, if you think about it, you have no right to be as popular as you are. You're just 100%. On Saturdays at 6 in the morning. I mean, who's listening at 6 in the morning on a Saturday? Why are you such a big star around here?
John, the compliment that I get from listeners that means the most to me is they say you're so patient with people and you never try and rush them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, and what I learned over the years is that, you know, for so many people, especially when it comes to our homes or anything, you know, these decisions are big decisions. And you know, you got people telling you 9 ways to Sundays, to take a left, take a right, go straight, back up. And you just want somebody to give you an unabashed, not trying to get into your pocket, an opinion on, should I do this? And you know, I'm grateful for the people that call in and trust me with that. And if we have a little fun along the way, then that's a good thing, too.
There's a lot of laughs on your show. You have one of the best producers in the business.
Oh.
And you have a real nice team with Andy and Don and whoever else might be subbing on a weekend day. But it's just such a – and by the way, a lot of people are listening Saturday mornings from 6 to 10 a.m. And I'm one of them because, you know, I'm always texting you during your show.
You are. You are. And I do want to say this, too, because you bring up a good point. And Lindsay Smithwick and I have worked together since 2006. She has not only become, you know, an unbelievable producer that is unbelievably talented in so many ways, but she has become almost like another daughter or niece or something to me. And it's just a pleasure to work with her every day. And, you know, Bob Ferguson, who engineers it, is, no one hears him, but he's just so terrific behind the scenes. And, yeah, Andy, Don, all these different people that we've had along the way has been fun. And it's also been fun to see a lot of them go on to bigger and better things. You know, we had Domati Pongo doing news for a while, and now he's in New York working for MTV. Joe Brand, you know, was doing sports forever, went on to do stuff with the Hawks, and, you know, now went and is working for the Pittsburgh Penguins. So I love seeing young people using those, you know, Saturday is a place to start and then moving on, which is great.
That's where you and I differ. I don't like seeing those young talents leaving and going on to great careers.
I want them
to work
people
weekends.
You're so nice, and you're not.
So let's pause. So congratulations, Lou. And as we know, so many of you not only enjoy Lou's show, but depend on Lou's show. Lou's going to join us Mondays about this time to answer a couple of questions about projects you should be doing this week. So, Lou, give me a project after a break that we should be doing this week. 312-981-7200. If you've got a question about something you're working on, or maybe this should be, I broke it over the weekend. Maybe that'll be the name of the segment. But anyway, Mr. Fix-It is here and is going to be here for a while. Lou Manfredini is on a phone line. We're answering your questions about projects you might be working on. And by the way, it's just been announced that Lou has been signed to a new contract here at WGN Radio. We'll continue to enjoy his efforts Saturday mornings from 6 to 10. Steve Bertrand texted in and said, you didn't ask him how much. Lou, I can't imagine it's anything less than millions. How much money will you be getting paid?
Like $1.6 million, like that.
Yeah, well, yeah. And well earned, sir. Well deserved. $1.6 million. 630 says, right. Could you please ask, well, I don't know, Lou, maybe we should start before I go to questions with your advice for us on a Monday. What projects should I be planning going forward?
Well, I have to tell you, one of the things that I think we got to take advantage of this lovely weather is if there is anything on the exterior of your home, in particular painting, that needs to get done. I mean, my gosh, tomorrow it's going to be 80 degrees. But, you know, we've had this unseasonably warm weather, which, you know, we certainly, for a myriad of reasons, don't want this time of year. But when it comes to getting stuff done, at the very least, if you've got areas that you haven't had a chance to paint, get some exterior primer on there if there is bare wood or stuff like that, just to buy you some time. It's one of those areas, John, that if you don't do it, it will cost you so much more money, depending on what kind of winter we're going to have, the cold weather, the snow, the moisture, all that stuff. So exterior projects for sure take advantage of this warm weather we have.
Should I put a cover on my air conditioning fan thing out by the side of the house?
I am a fan of covering the fan as long as you don't do it all the way down the sides. So they do sell covers that you can buy at the hardware store, but what you don't want to do is take them all the way to the ground because it can become a little safe haven for mice. And then they get inside there and they look at, oh, it's kind of warm in here. Look at these wires. And so, you know, the people that cut a piece of plywood and put it right over the top and then put a brick on there, that works. All I'm trying to do is protect the fan from a heavy snow load that could potentially bend the fan. Now, it's rare. You know, people that have condensing units that live in condo buildings and they're up on the roof, those don't get covered. But it's not a bad idea.
That's funny because it just seems to me like snow and rain and sleet and wind and sticks and leaves get in there, and that would just be bad. It would hurt the thing. But they're built to withstand all that, huh?
Yeah, and they're protected on the top. You know, there is a fin up there, so little bitty sticks or things like that that could fall in there will just drop to the bottom of the unit because the fan is mounted up at the top. But I am a proponent of doing it. I do it myself, and I actually have one of the tarps that, you know, fit over the AC unit. You can buy them in different sizes, and I just cuff them up like, you know, like you do with your jeans and your Chuck Taylors.
Could you ask Lou Manfredini his opinion on Navien Combi, a combination maybe, boiler heating system? We do not have ducts, so we need a ductless system. Thank you.
So Navien is, I think they're branching into the mini split systems. And the, you know, I know, John, you have and I have the Mitsubishi units. A lot of different manufacturers of these out there. Navien is a very good manufacturer. They've made their name in hot water, on-demand water heaters. They're a Korean company, South Korean company, and they make very good stuff. I've not put it in, but that brand would not bother me. If you were going to go with a ductless system and have it installed, they are a sponsor of my show, but Mitsubishi has been around for a very long time, and their ductless systems are probably the best in the industry.
We have the ductless cassettes from Mitsubishi that go in our bedrooms. We only have them as air conditioning units. We don't have them as heating units, but they're spectacular. When we had them installed, the people didn't put them in right, and they didn't work right. And then we had some other people come in and figure out how to put them in, and they fixed them. And our rooms stay cool, and the whole second floor stays cool, and I'm a fan of those Mitsubishi cassettes.
And you get individual, and the thing is where you put those cassettes, each room has its own thermostat. So if you have a guest over and it's too cold for them, they can adjust the temperature whatever they want.
We open the doors and it cools the whole second floor, or we can close the doors and just cool the rooms accordingly. I'm a fan of that. Kathy has a question for Mr. Fix-It, Lou Manfredini. Kathy, what can we do for you?
Hi. My garage door remote will open the door just fine, but it won't close it. The door will start to close. It'll get about maybe 2 inches, maybe a foot. And then it goes back and starts to shake and blink, and I'm pretty sure it's laughing at me.
Is there a dead body in the garage?
Not this week.
Dead.
I mean, sorry.
It is Halloween. It is Halloween.
The only way it will close is if I get out of the car and hold the button in until the garage is all the way closed.
Does it only happen at a certain time of the day?
No, you know, it used to only happen in extreme heat, but lately it's been doing it all the time.
Okay, hold on. When the remote, when it does that, okay, there's two things that are going on. Those electric eyes that are pointing at each other, they may be out of alignment. And the reason if you hold the button, you're bypassing that. You're saying go ahead and close it. Sometimes if the sun is shining, it can put a glare, depending on the direction, on the eye. That's why I asked about the time of year, and or the time of day, rather. And so in the fall where the sun is lower, a lot of people experience this problem. So go look at those eyes, and there should be a little green light on both sides, usually a green and a red. And if those lights are both on, they're lined up correctly. You just need to adjust them. If not, kind of tilt it forward or back and forth until you see the lights come on. That should solve the problem.
Kathy, good luck to you. I hope that helps. We got to go. Last question for Lou. It says, it's just a reminder, put your Christmas lights out this week. While it's nice out, you don't have to turn them on.
Oh my gosh. And there's all this new LED technology coming. I don't know that stores are... they're getting set for Christmas because they're probably, you know, just at the tail end of Halloween.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of really good LED lights coming out that we'll talk about coming up in the season to help people. They can do all this amazing stuff, and the color temperature is absolutely perfect.
Nice to talk to you, Lou. You're always helpful. You're always fun. You're all those things that our boss said. 1.6 million seems high to me, but congratulations to you on that.
Just so you know, for that 1.6 million, on the Hail Mary pass, I would have been back there batting it down and boxing out.
More about that later on. I'll talk to you next week at this time, sir.
Thanks, John. You're a good friend. I appreciate it.